All right. So, yes, this is The Sunny Side. My name is Constance Mega. All right. So, I already told you we're talking about first impressions. And I'm asking you to tell me, is the importance of first impressions overrated? Because there are people who just believe that it matters. Like, it is so important. And you also get to find out that sometimes, because of perhaps the way someone is feeling at a particular time, right, and you're meeting them for the first time at that point in time, you might not really be impressed by their impression.
Right.
And so you have an opinion of this person based on that first impression you had on this person. And your opinion of this person is not really who the person is. So don't you think that saying, oh, first impressions matter the most, or they're so important, don't you think it's overrated? All right. And then for you now, how important are first impressions to you? Are you in that group where it is, you know, really important to them? Explain to us how first impressions are actually very important to you. How important are first impressions to you? If it's not so important, also let me know and tell me why. All right. You do not really consider it that much. Okay. So I have a couple of other questions, but as the conversation goes on, we'll touch on them. Okay, so we're having this conversation till about 1:30. At 1 o'clock, we'll bring you trending stories. There's a lot happening in the world. All right, let's find out what people are saying on social media. 1 p.m. for that one. And of course, afterwards, we'll continue the conversation on first impressions. We will wrap up, though. And then today's Monday. So at 1:30, we will be having BBC's Talk Your Own. And it's going to last till 2 p.m. And at 2 p.m., we'll bring you the news updates, after which the O Series will be here for Family Matters. And that will be it. After Family Matters, the news reverse today will come up at 3 p.m. And then I will be out of here. All right. I sure hope you had a great weekend. Well, whatever the case may have been, welcome to a new week once again. Okay, so I actually had an experience recently. So some time ago, I actually went to a grinder. I hope that's what they're called. To grind some stuff. And the way this woman interacted with me, it was not pleasant, I must tell you. She was harsh for whatever reason. It wasn't smooth. And in fact, it was so much of a work to get her to do her job. That was the first impression she gave me. I'm rude. I'm not here to satisfy my customers. I do as I please. If you don't like it, that's your business. You know, that was the first impression I had. And so I actually went with someone, and this person also even pointed that out. And then I told myself, okay, I'm never returning to this woman ever again. I just said that to myself. And so yesterday I needed to grind something again, and I just went straight to her neighbor. But on getting to her neighbor, we did the haggling of the price thing, and it didn't really work out. And so I decided to go to her, but I really did not want to go to her. So as I was moving out from the neighbor's shop, I was hoping the woman would call me back. I said, oh yeah, come back. Oh yeah, bring, you know, so amount. But anyway, she didn't call me back. So I had to proceed to this other woman's shop again. I went to meet her again. And this time around, the interaction was much better. In fact, if you had been there with me the first time, you wouldn't believe she was, you know, she's the same person. Everything was, she was just sweet, very welcoming. In fact, the customer service was also wonderful. And the price was also good, you know. So that's it. My first impression of her made me have an opinion. And I decided I'm not patronizing this woman again because of... So I don't know if perhaps she was having a bad day the first time I came to that shop, and maybe yesterday was such a good day for her. I don't know. Now, this is something that I'm sure that a lot of people can actually relate to. It's something that you may have come across, something you may have experienced. So we find out we actually judge people based on our experience with them for the first time. Not everybody. Some people, if not most people, do that. And we forget that someone can actually be having a bad day or a good day. So you meet this person for the very first time and they're looking all prim and proper and you're like, ah, elegant, classy, clean, neat. You don't know if that was just that day. You don't know if every other day this person is disorganized, is probably unkempt. You don't know. So the thing about us is that we all have, you know, just have these standards that we actually use to develop our opinion of other people. So at the back of your mind, there is something you call proper. There's something you call bad. So you just see someone for the first time, meet someone for the first time, and that's it. So someone said that first impressions are the best impressions. But as I mentioned or pointed out earlier, sometimes you meet someone for the first time and whatever impression you had or the person gave you, it's not really who they are. Circumstances could have impacted how they react, behave, dressed, how they appeared, whatever it is. And so I ask again, for people who say that first impressions are very important, this importance, do you think it's overrated? Or do you think it's not overrated? It is what it is. It is very important, actually. And then for you now, how important are first impressions to you? And then I would also like us to talk about how first impressions can also be misleading, right? All right, let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. All right, I'm taking messages on WhatsApp, so do well to send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Daniel is calling from Ajib. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Constance.
Good afternoon. You're welcome to the show, Daniel.
All right. I don't feel the first impression thing is overrated. I think it's actually the main thing.
Why do you think it's
the main thing? You might not even have an opportunity for a second impression if the first impression is a wrong one. I took a course while I was in the university called Perception Management.
Okay.
Where you can handle how people actually feel about you.
Okay.
So as someone that is into business, I actually use that a lot. So when my customers come, I'm not one that likes to dress a lot. But when I know a customer is coming, I go and I put on my best. I know I have the ability to do the job properly. Because I've had encounters where maybe I had referrals from someone. And they see me the way I usually like to dress. I like to dress simple. And the first question is, are you sure you can do the job? So from there, I learned that people actually react to how they perceive you the first time they meet you, how you speak with them, your appearance and everything. So I think it's the most important thing.
All right.
Just have the ability. You need to have the ability and also the first impression.
Okay. Thank you very much, Daniel. We have Mr. Zion from GRA. Hi, Mr. Zion.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
The magnitude that which we have attached to first impression has led to disappointment and frustration. The sentiment attached. And we forget that in most of the time, these first impressions, a lot of them are fake. A lot are fake. They are not the real person you meet. They are not the real entity. You are not even feeling the substance. And you buy into the first impression. You go into a relationship with them. You end up being disappointed. Oh, I don't know, so now, so you did. No, not like that, indeed. So this sentiment in attaching into first impression has made us to be so dependable on this kind of people. and it has lost our value. And we too, we just put as in first impression, you look at it that even the people themselves, they prepare themselves before meeting you. There is a guy I met one time, to be honest. The guy rugged. But everything, I said, no, this guy is a better person. To be honest, he's the best person on earth.
He Interesting.
Was he was sincere. He was harsh. He was this. And this is another that in view. And when I get to understand this guy, I fell in love with this guy. See, this first impression thing makes a lot of people to import strange character. Oh, I'm going to Mr. Zion's office. You're now carrying a character that is not you. You are so pious. You are so, touchy. You are so disciplined. Okay, no problem. The next time I see you, you are something else. It's very funny. So I think we should limit the way we depend on people on first impression and try to look the other side of a second impression. And I think that is the most important, Mr. Zion.
Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Zion. So from what he was talking, I was thinking to myself, right? At what point would you now say that, because I believe that there's something called courtesy. So at what point would you now say someone who's trying to be courteous is now faking it? Or is, would you say that because someone is trying to be courteous, then this person is being hypocritical? Is that the word? Is that hypocrisy? Anyway, let me use the word fake just to be safe, right? So, because I know that I'm going to meet a certain level of people at an event. Normal. No say if I go events, I'd like scatter everywhere, like, you know. But because I know the kind of people that will be attending, I'm there and I'm behaving myself because I want to connect with those level of people. And I know that if I do my normal basic kind of dance, they will say, hey, this is good. I say, you might not even look my way anymore. And so I carry myself properly so that I would give a good first impression. So on my part, there's something I'm looking to gain. And so I play the part. I look the part so that I can gain what I want. So would you now say that because I did that, I gave such a great, first impression, then I'm being fake. What do you think? All right. I would also like you to share with me, right, if you've been in a situation where you judged someone based on a first impression they made and somehow you were correct or you were wrong. So it could be that, you know, by reason of the first impression you had on this person and you decided to judge this person based on that, that you later found out that, okay, your judgment was actually wrong or your judgment was actually correct. All right, I would like you to also share that with me. Remember, you can send messages on WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. The kind of names people call me. Who is Annie? Ewa from Eleka here, what's going on? Anyway, you said the first impression doesn't matter because it doesn't tell the overall view of someone. Like me, I'm a gambler. I play games a lot and I don't think any human being will want to meet me again. If at first you meet me at my losing state. Okay, Ewa, thank you very much. And the name is Constance, actually. Good day. First impression does not give me absolute judgment on somebody because I don't have to end up in a hasty conclusion. Wokeji Chijioke from Aba. All right, so how important are first impressions to you? Do you attribute so much importance to first impressions? And the importance that people attributes to first impressions, do you think it's overrated or do you think it's in place? It's the proper thing. People should ensure that they make a good first impression at all times. 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0007. Now, in psychology, a first impression is the event when one person, of course, first encounters another person and then forms a mental image of that person. And they're also saying that impression accuracy varies depending on the observer and the target. That's the person, the object, the scene, whatever it is that is being observed. So sometimes you are making or forming your judgment or opinion of this person, of these people, based on where you are. It is actually from your own point of view. The person might just... You're not seeing the whole picture, right? You're just seeing one part of the picture. You know, crazy enough, even criminals try to make a good first impression. Yeah, on their bosses or on their paymasters. I think paymaster should be the word here. And I believe that one of the reasons we have courtism turn bloody, that's my opinion now. I'm not saying it is what is happening, but that's what I just believe, is that someone wants to make a good impression, wants to show that I actually can deliver. In fact, human life no mean anything to me. I can just give me the job. I can take out whoever, whether na baby or a teenager or not, like nothing. Don't they move me? So some people just want to show that they can go as far as is required. And so, yeah, they try to make that impression on whoever will be needing their services. So, first impression. So, when it comes to our impression of someone, there are things that can influence it. Of course, some of our callers have also pointed that out. And there could be verbal or non-verbal communication. Just the way the person is carrying him or herself is just enough. And like I said, from your point of view, what you were seeing, what you were observing, like what happened with me and the woman the very first time. So I don't know if she was having a bad day. Like I said, perhaps there was just something and she just wasn't having it anymore. And so I showed up and she just gave it to me. And then I drew my conclusions. I made my own judgment from it. This woman is not ready for business. This woman is a harsh person. This woman doesn't care about her customers. This woman... And then meeting her again the second time, I'm having a different opinion of her now. So the importance of first impression, is it overrated? And how important is it to you? Good afternoon, Constance. For me, first impression is not very important to me. For instance, my first impression of you, Constance, was that you were harsh. Because the first time I heard you on radio, you were blunt to a caller. I didn't take time to consider what the caller said to you. But as I kept listening to you day in, day out, I discovered you were friendly, jovial, simple and kind. So when I started falling in love with you, thank you for putting Radio Wise, Mr. Falling in Love. He said, I revisited that conversation with a caller and realized you were not even blunt. First impression sometimes is deceiving. All right, that's coming from Dave. Okay, thank you, Dave. Dear Constance, about impression, I like originality. Please, where is Denise Dennis, SG from Port Harcourt? SG, where has thou been? It seems you've not been in town for a very long time. Dennis is doing mother care at this time. She's taking care of her baby. All right. So you can head on to Facebook as well and drop a comment there. I would like to hear from you. All right. What's your take? How important are first impressions to you? And also, do you think that the importance that people attach to first impressions are overrated? Do you think it's, I beg you, people should be coming down, right? It's not all of that. That's not the whole picture. That's not the most important thing. Royal Chinda on Facebook says, it does really matter because it tells a lot about you. Does it really? And then Stanley Obasi says, I think first impression matters. Okay. Owoo Johnny Justice says, first impression creates, forms, or decides a silent judgment on your person, which you may not be given another chance or opportunity for any remediation. Okay. So we might be meeting for the very first time. Okay. Now, so I believe it depends on the situation, because sometimes the person might not even care. It might, or it wouldn't even matter to the person if you have a wrong impression of them. It might not really matter to them, depending on the situation. Like, I've seen people who, I remember I was in a taxi some time ago, it was earlier this year, and then a woman had this back and forth with another lady, something about who should enter first and all of that, yeah? And they started exchanging words, and after the woman left, the lady was like, okay, this is not even me. I don't even know why I was talking back at that woman. Like, I'm having a bad day. I've been standing under that sun for a very long time. On a normal day, I will not even answer her. Like, it's not who I am, you know? And I was also trying to make a case for the woman who wasn't there. I was like, perhaps she's also having a bad day. You don't know where she's coming from. Oh, that reminds me. That was during the cash scarcity. Yeah, around that bank area. And I said, you don't know if she's coming from the banks. You don't know if she has visited the banks and she couldn't get money and she had to trek and got to this point and now entered the taxi and now you are here and both of you are dragging. And she says, me too. I'm having a bad day. The sun has dealt with me. I don't really have money on me and all of that stuff. First impressions. So that woman, she would leave with her impression of this young lady. Oh, she's disrespectful, she's rude, she's that and she's all whatnot. But that's not who she is. Now, in that situation, I mean, the young woman doesn't even care. It doesn't even matter if she has to remedy her name or her integrity. There's, like, nothing. But in a situation where you are supposed to maybe get a job, I think that's when it begins to matter. Perhaps you were supposed to attend an interview and what's it now? And for whatever reason, you show up late and then you are there and maybe somehow you're also not looking like you're okay. Perhaps something just happened and physically, all right, you're not looking prim and proper. And then when it's now time for you to, okay, all right, fine, you're not looking all that, but we're going to overlook that. So let's now hear from you. And it's time to hear from you. And like Nigerians will say, you're talking in the rubbish. But everybody who knows you knows that you are very brilliant and that normally you are a very smart person. You would dress very well. Physically, you appear well. But these people who are there in that panel to interview you, they're meeting you for the first time and, darling, you're looking like a crazy person and you're talking like you did not go to secondary school. So that is a situation where you might be needing a second chance to create or make a second impression, to remedy what went wrong the first time. So have you been in a situation where you judged someone based on your first impression of them and you later discovered that you were wrong? Or could it be that you later discovered that, oh, you were actually right? Your judgment of this person, your opinion of this person is really what it is. Orinaime Samuel Gold on Facebook says, first time is very important to me. I can overlook that everything you do All right. So I just want to believe you're saying that first impression matters to you. All right. Thank you very much. 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0007. We're talking first impressions. All right, send those messages on WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Anonymous says, if your first impression isn't intuitive, it's likely to be based on something external. Information based on external sources has a way of being inaccurate or incomplete. People often go out of their way to make you see what they think you want to see. That's why some scams work. It's why some shop owners will never suspect till they see CCTV that a chick decked in designer gear from head to toe is actually a thief. If I had judged my husband on first impression, I would have locked him in friend zone, and that's the highest position he would have attained in my life. I would have been wrong. All right. Choma is calling from HA. Hello, Choma.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Constance.
You're welcome to the show.
Yeah, the very nice topic you we are discussing is very, very good.
All right. Thank you.
First impression, it matters a lot.
Okay.
It opens the door. It also closes the door. It tells whom the person is for the first time, if you can be given a second chance or not. So I think I wouldn't permit to lose the opportunity of that first impression. I must make sure I create it when first time contacted or coming close with any person. I make sure the relationship smooth. Because of second chance. Choma wisdom calling from Akwawechi.
Right,
thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling, Choma. So she says it's very important. So for, I was talking about some of the factors that can actually influence our first impression of someone, right? I already mentioned communication, non-verbal. Just the way someone's body language is enough for you to just decide, that's how that person is, or oh, that's how that person is, or oh, that's how that person is. Body language. The person has not even said anything. She's all smiles and you think, oh, she is so lovely. Someone does something that is very annoying that you expect this person to blast off on this person, and they're just cool. They just smile and you're like, wow, I like this guy. He's very cool. He's very calm. I like that lady. See the way she just handled it. She's just very calm. But you don't know that there's a weirdo inside. Okay, so we go off now for a commercial break. And I'll be back. I'm taking your messages, all right? So send them to WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Is the importance of first impressions overrated? And how important are first impressions to you? That is the conversation right here. Do stay tuned. I'll be back.
Different ideologies.
Different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, so how important are first impressions to you? Do you really take it very seriously? Or do you give people the benefit of the doubt? Do you hope that maybe a second chance is what this person needs? Or do you just conclude based on your very first experience or interaction, communication with this person that that's who they are? First impressions. So they are the almost instant conclusions that we draw when we meet someone for the first time. So we just form this opinion quickly. We just decide. And we take in some information about the person. For example, their face, what they're putting on, the tone of their voice, your body language. So all of that, you just take it all in. That's it. You draw your conclusions, draw your opinion. And then by the time you're meeting the person for the second time or interacting with the person for the second time, you are now unsure whether your impression of them was correct or not. Henry is calling from Abia State. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Good
afternoon, Henry.
Thank you very much. The topic is a very good and a very lively one.
Thank you.
Let me say here that first impression does not always count. It's a 50-50 affair. The human being, let's say, is a very complex animal created by God. So it's not all the time you can read a person and get what is in that person's mind or what the way the person is. So for me, first impression does not always give you the real person in that person. But sometimes the formula is this: if you get crashed, you crash into somebody, or you and somebody just fell into a situation, you might be able to pick something substantial that may last. But if it is an organized occasion, people will always pretend. People always pretend when they come into a very organized situation. They pretend, they hide their feelings. So for me, it's a 50-50 affair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.